the Right Reverend Taimwana I Farofo, a Kayo of Auckland, is the new moderator or elected leader of the Presbyterian Church of Aotearoa, New Zealand. He begins his two-year term from the evening or next Wednesday evening. Whakaofo has served the Presbyterian Church in a variety of roles. He was the moderator of the church's North Shore Presbytery in 2001, first moderator of the Northern Presbytery from 2011 to 2012, as well as representing the church at many ecumenical assemblies and consultations held in the Pacific, Africa, Europe and the Caribbean. Whakaofo is married to Ruth and they have four adult children and one grandson. He joins us now to talk more on this wonderful achievement. It's a very warm welcome, Maroni, and thank you so much for your time this morning, Whakaofo.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning to your audience.
And thank you so much again for your time. Firstly, Whakaofo, congratulations on the new role, which commences from next Wednesday. As moderator of the Presbyterian Church, what will be your main responsibilities?
The main responsibility of the moderator is to moderate, to chair the meeting, the first general assembly, which is happening next Wednesday. It's where most of the parishes, if not all of the parishes of the Presbyterian Church, send representatives to the meeting. It's their big meetings, business meeting, all matters of the life of the church will be discussed there. And so my main role will be to moderate that meeting, make sure it's run smoothly and well, and everyone has a fair say and return home with something for their parish. But also, in the 2 years that follows, I see my role as being there for the church. Instead of being there for the local church, I'll be there for the national church. And the Presbyterian Church has seven presbyteries. It is like regional gathering. And I will try to be there for those gatherings. So it's the best you can do. You can't be there at every parish. It's impossible, but you can be there for regional gatherings so you know what's going on and you take the news to them from the wider church and you receive something to take to the churches wide. So probably the main role is to be there for the people where you can and what you can do and bring the news of the church, take the news of the region and share that with the wider church.
There's
many other part of the role to do, traveling overseas, attending international meeting, but that comes with the territory. It's like any national role, you're representing the church wherever you go.
Whakaofo, the significance for you as a Tokelau in Samoan Pacifica and being elected to lead the Presbyterian Church in New Zealand?
Yes, I feel very honoured to be accepted and to be in this position. It's a decision of the whole Presbyterian Church, and so it humbles me to understand, to realize it's not a part of the church that's calling you, it's the whole church. And as a Pacific Islander, I feel I better step up and for the Pacific Island's sake, but also for myself and my family. But for the I'm moderator for the whole church, and so it's maybe a poignant role that I play to say let's work together, let's go forward as one church with many different languages, ethnicities, but be one church. I believe that's what Christ prayed for his church.
Whakaofo, in terms of your family and in particular your parents, how much of an influence did being the son of missionaries play in you deciding to enter or pursue the ministry?
I actually remember my mother speaking to me. I must have been 5 or 6 because I understood what she was saying, and I was sitting on her lap, and we were just asked to. And she said to me, there's no other job that's better than serving God. And that stayed with me. And maybe in some way their ministry was planting that seed. And years later, I'm doing what they were doing. And I know my father, when he was still alive, we served 3 years together where he was serving, retiring, and I was starting. And it was, for me, some of the greatest time of ministry where I was able to talk with him. And we talked about church work, church life, and it was very intimate, very personal, very powerful, very moving. And he said to me, God has answered his prayers. But I suppose at the end of the day, we are all our parents' offering to God. All we who are children are offering of our parents to God. So being a minister, maybe I was born to be. I reflect in hindsight, but all I know is God called me. God called me, and I felt that powerful. In fact, I said to my father, aren't you happy I'm going to ministry? God called me. You didn't force me. And he said to me, powerful, I pray to God for all my children, including you, before you were born. So he's saying it was God answering his prayer. But beautiful conversations you have with your parents when you really listen.
Mm. And you know what we take, you know, especially once they pass on. You talked about, you know, the best job, you know, is to serve God. But we look at you know, some of the jobs that you've had, Whakaofo, you know, just your background, very varied. I mean, Arohata Women's Prison that you worked at, foreman at Ford Motors, playing Wellington Rugby League Premier Grade. Am I assuming? Am I correct in assuming you played for the mighty St. George Dragons?
Yes, I did.
Come on, the national team for Tokelau. And and of course, well, my own personal experience, Taekwondo black belt. So, you know, a very, what is it, varied background for you. What did you, you know, lessons did you take, if any, that, you know, from these, you know, life experiences into ministry?
I was privileged to experience those vocations you're talking about and the hobbies that were available to me. They were very relevant in my time of life growing up, and they molded, shaped me to who I am. And I learned so much about people in those settings, in those contexts. Ford Motors was the hardest job I ever experienced, but the most fulfilling. I was foreman to people who taught me how to do the job. You know, it was like that. And it was all different nationalities. And working together to produce vehicles that we will buy for ourselves, that was the motto. And it was on the whole day, the tension. But at the end of the day, we had lunch together, go home together, and we'd just laugh. And at Arohata Prison, being in the presence of people who were isolated from their families. It was a very specific ministry, but it was also very meaningful. My hobbies, my sports, is what I enjoyed, what happened in life at the time. And it really molded me in discipline, in giving your best. But also, Brian, I realized, you have responsibility. And my responsibility was to my family. We had a young family. We married young children. And so I knew that they were my priority. So the reason I worked hard was to provide for them. The reason I gave up my sports, my adiat, because of God's calling ministry. It was just so you do things to the best of your ability for yourself, but you always have responsibility for loved ones. And they are my priority. They will always be. And that's what it is today. And all that experience I see now in regards to ministry, it's about serving and working with people to help them find the best solution for themselves, to help them find the best way forward in any given situation. Mm-hmm. And they also help me by challenging what values I have. But life skill, life experience is a wonderful school. It's, I think, it's very underrated. It's very great experiences in any vocation can help you, should help you, mold you, shape you into a better person to appreciate, to help other people. And that's what I'm going to take mainly to the new role, just a people person who understands some of the hardship of life, some of the challenges in life, and working with people, how to we together find a way forward. I'm not the answer for everyone, for people. I'm there as a voice. I'm there as a sounding board, but also I have some experiences to say, let's try and do something to make a situation, any situation, given a situation, better than how it was. So I'm grateful for those. Great discipline, hard work, nothing wrong with hard work, and knowing always in the back of your mind, you got responsibility. So don't go too far this way or this way. Just stay on the line.
Mm. Now, Whakaofo, I want to talk with you about, you know, your family and what they mean to you a bit more. But firstly, you know, you mentioned young people. And one of the things, you know, when we talk about young people, this generation facing so many challenges, you know, social media, suicide, struggle with identity and self-worth. What role does the church play in not only engaging our youth, but also remaining relevant?
That's a big situation about our youth and about the church. What does the church offer? The church has answers. The church has ways of helping people physically, spiritually, helping to folks to have a strong, real self-esteem about who they are, what they can do. The situation is it's a complex one because it's not just one way of helping. It's like a whole community helping. And so I'd say our children, our young people go to school and they fail. Say they fail to reach standards levels to go to university or to do a trade. And what would they do? They are in that space of no man's land. They are lost. And a lot of our young people, sadly, that's their situation. My encouragement to them is get a job. Get a job no matter what it is and work, earn some money, get into the habit, good work ethic, wake up, get ready, go. And you will build your self-esteem, you'll build confidence, and then save your money, work with your family. And when opportunity arises in that work field, apply for it. Go for it. Go. Don't think you can stay at the bottom all the time. And every job has a ladder, and you apply for it. You work your way up, and that's one way of dealing with life situations. Especially the masses of our young people not reaching their goals of attaining the grades to go to university. Universities should be the aim because why? You get an education. It can help you, can help your family, open doors. And you start life working from near the top. But also, for our young people, when they don't have that qualification to go to those tertiary, to those trades, don't give up. Don't say, I'm useless, I can't do it. You can work. You can do a job, any job, get paid, just work slowly, build yourself up, build it up. And then you have confidence to say to yourself, my parents have done the hard work. I better step up and build on that. And the church part is behind this, supporting it. Together with all the other institutions, we are there helping people. We are there helping our young people because we all benefit. The church, society, the government, local and national, we all benefit when our young people achieve something, when our young people are successful in work, especially the foundation, but also in sports, in music, in some area of life. And the church is behind it, not just the church, we're there supporting and praying that our young people have confidence to step up and face another day and keep going. More steps lead to a long distance, I believe. And you know how they say, it's one step at a time. But I do feel for our young people. I do understand what they're going through. We've all been through there. Brian, we were young once, and we had those choices. We had to decide what to do. And we didn't sit still and do nothing. We stepped up.
Great advice, and of course, great practical advice there. Whakaofo, the importance that your lovely wife, Ruth, your children and your family play in supporting your new role? Because, of course, the new role comes with great responsibilities, but, of course, not only a new moderator, but, of course, as a father, as a husband, a grandfather.
Yes, my wife Ruth, people who know us well, my family, my friends, my church, the church, they know she's the heart of our family. She's the engine room. She's the one who prays, who hopes, and she's the one who's there supporting not just me but her children. And the children have understood that's also their part, their role. We support each other, not just support mom or dad. We support, and so family is crucial. It's important. I'm blessed to have a loving wife and caring children who are all over the world and one son at home, but they support not just, you know, as children do, but financially. And so sometimes they're saying, Dad, we're going here, we're having a break from everything, we're all going together, and you have to organize to have a break. So they organize all that, and we go. And they have always understood the volume of ministry in the parish. And now they understand also they has to apply to a bigger role, and they are ready. They are all set in what we all have to do together. I'm blessed to have a family, and I hope everyone also know that how blessed they are to have people around them who love and care for them, who see that their welfare is what they are there for, to support, to help. And that I'm just like everybody else in that regard.
Mm. Well, with that, we can't let you go, the new moderator for the Presbyterian Church. Yeah. Without, can we ask, please, Whakaofo, before we finish with this morning, that pray for our listeners and our viewers online. Thank you.
Yes, it'll be a pleasure. Thank you. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for yet another day. We thank you for the rest that we enjoyed and we had last night, where we wake up with our body, our minds renew, refresh. We look forward to the possibilities that this day bring. We look forward to work, to school, to family, community, wherever we may be, oh God. And we thank you for the gift of life. We know how precious it is. We know how fragile it is as families. Some families at this moment are grieving the loss of loved ones, and some families are struggling with health, with finance, with responsibilities that are overweighing on their shoulders. Lord God, bless us and give us courage to be strong each day. Bless our people with a real sense of joy in life. Be thankful for each day. Bless their homes. May there be peace in the homes of your people. And may there be real intention in life to go from A to B to C to do a step at a time for life's fulfillment. Bless the communities around us that play a big part in our lives. Bless all the institutions, the schools, the universities, that help shape our society. And Lord, bless your church. And what we all do together, building communities that care and look out for one another, building a country that cares for its people, and also reaching out to those in need around the world. This is our prayer we bring before you. Thank you for folks on the air, broadcasters who help this word every day, passing the news. The news is always good news. Hear news. Whether the news is in strife or something good, but it's good to hear so you can know what's going on around the world, around your country, in your neighborhood. So that becomes all our prayers, Lord. We ask and pray in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you endlessly for your blessings, your goodness, your love, your mercies, which is new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. We have been so blessed, and thank you for joining us this morning, new moderator for the Presbyterian Church in New Zealand, Right Reverend Tai Moana I Whakaofo Kaio. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Hai Tai Ulu, and we'll pray your blessing for your tenure as the new moderator for the church. Thank you so much. God bless and have a great day.
Manuia tea.
It is 24 minutes past 9. Up next, our news in Samoan, Le 4-4 or Aotearoa. Radio 531 PI, Pacific People Together.